yo, yo.
Check this out.
This out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard.
Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
And my warrior woman today, I have known for a number of years. And when you talk about warrior woman, she really, really does encapsulate everything that a warrior woman is. So my guest today grew up in Somerset West as the daughter of a dentist. She followed in her father's footsteps and decided to keep dentistry in the family, qualifying as an oral hygienist from the University of Stellenbosch. She grew up in a very active family and over the years has become fondly known as the Tooth Fairy in real life and on Instagram. She's very passionate about teeth whitening and cosmetic dentistry and lectures and trains dental professionals in this field. She heads the marketing and clinical training for Philip Zoom and Sonicare as well as Waterpik, and she is our guest for today. But amongst her incredible achievements in life, it is her achievements in her own personal life, the challenges that she has overcome to be the woman that she is, that also makes her our warrior woman for today. Emma King, welcome back from Wellness Wednesday to Warrior Woman. You're doing the things.
Thank you. I might as well make my time, most of my time here.
You know what? Like I said before, I've known you for a number of years. And with knowing you and following you on social media, not only have I seen what you do professionally, which is amazing because you work with many celebrities, and you also work with people that need it the most. A lot of people that can't afford, teeth whitening and all of those things, you also lend your time and your expertise to those who need it. And you have become affectionately known as the Tooth Fairy. How did the name the Tooth Fairy come about?
I think it was really way back when, I think obviously with my dad being a dentist and when I started studying and I was at dental school, then all my friends who weren't in the field just started saying, our little Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of, it stuck from there.
Wow.
And yeah, then grabbed the social media handle when I could. And
and you were first to get it, which is great, because if you don't get it early, you're never going to get it. You said that you followed in your dad's footsteps. Has it just been that, or has dentistry and oral hygiene always been a passion for you?
Yeah, I think it's always difficult to sort of say, was it definitely because of my dad? But I mean, I used to help him when it was my school holidays, and I loved doing, what I did and with him. I had so much fun. I was very close with to my dad. He's still around. He lives in England.
Oh.
But he's like my bestie. I love him to bits.
I love that.
So I suppose really just, I thought he was the best thing since sliced bread, and I wanted to be my dad, and I've always loved it. I've loved the field that I've chosen, and I've never looked back. So it's really been nice in the last sort of 5-6 years or so. You've been able to become an independent practitioner, not having to work for a dentist, so I can do my own thing now. I've teamed up with a dentist friend of mine, but I work independently, and I just love what I do.
Absolutely. And we love what you do, because for many, many years, you became that go-to person to every celebrity in South Africa when it came to a bright smile. Of course, with us working in this industry, your mouth is really the mirror that the world sees, and everybody wants that confidence. Who've been some of the most notable names that you've worked with?
I've worked with a lot of the rugby players and, some of the big sort of Jack Parrows Herschel's been a really good.
Herschel's there like all the time.
I think he's there, like every second month. You come and see me quite
often. I do,
So, I have a lot of DJs, but a lot of the sports people, a lot of the artists. Yeah. And so,
I love that. And behind making everyone smile, I know you share a lot of your journey with us with the most incredible spirit of positivity and, just taking life by the horns. And no matter what challenge gets thrown at you, you just give it your all. You create the smiles. And behind that, you also have been climbing a mountain of your own. I know that you were diagnosed with kidney failure many years ago, and then you ended up spending 5 years on dialysis when something amazing happened. Was it last year, November? Can you take us through that journey?
Yeah, so I had a reasonably rough time in the last 5 years with my dialysis journey. I think you got to embrace it and realize that it's a gift that gives you life, and a lot of other diseases that you get given, basically, you don't get a choice as to extend your life and to be able to live a really good, healthy life until you're 80 or 90 by sticking to the rules. So I did embrace that. But in the last 3 years, it's been tough. I've had, many, many surgeries. Today I'm having another one. It'll be my 30th surgery in 3 years.
30 surgeries in 3 years.
Yeah. So in June last year, I had had a stroke the year before, and I was for about 4.5 hours, they tried to bring me back on a table in ER. I had absolutely no blood pressure, no nothing. And just after that, a very close friend of mine offered me a kidney. And wow. I'd been offered 11 kidneys by
Amazing.
11 different people. 5 people went and tested, and 2 were positive matches at exactly the same time.
Wow.
And yeah, I went with my very close friend. And, you know, how do you thank someone? How do you thank someone for giving me like an organ and giving me a new life? So that took place in November last year. That was my kidney transplant. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time in hospital since then. But I do have a new lease on life. I do have new color in my skin and a new little, you know,
I literally
skipping my step. And yeah, I feel amazing.
Yeah. What is this? I know we talk about it now, like in retrospect, and this is what you've gone through. But contextualize it for us. Like, what has this journey been like for you? I know you're a very confident person, and sometimes, you know, a lot of people see the glory.
Yeah.
They see all of the things that I'm sure you're going to share with us about what you want to do still, but a lot of people don't know the story. What was it like just trying to get one foot out of the bed every single morning, you know, make it through it? Because I know there was a lot of illness, not feeling great, weakness, and still having to do a job, and a lot of people not knowing what you're going through at the same time.
Yeah, I think I've always tried to put the positive side out on social media and not try and let people always know what you're really going through. So when you feel like you've got a really good positive day, that's the day you do the post.
That's when you post, yeah.
I've also learned to turn my phone off or just answer limited messages, because we all know that there's certain times you get triggered by things. And if you can take that element out of things and stay focused, that's also important. And just realize, you know, like you've got so much to still do in life, and there's so many reasons you still want to be here. And I do. I've got a gazillion things that I want to still do. And so nothing is really going to get me down. And I just take every single time that I get a knock, and I think I can do this. I've done this before. And, you know, yeah, I tackle it head on and come out the other side. And yeah, I keep smiling.
Powerful. That is powerful. I absolutely love that. And I know it's encouraging so many people right now, as it encourages me as well. And I'm happy that we're speaking to this still relatively early in 2024. Every single year, we start a brand new year, and you have all of these hopes and aspirations and, you know, 2024 and more, and 2023, all about me. And then the year starts and you can be like, oh, it's already kicking serious butt right now, you know? What would your words of encouragement be to anyone that's listening right now who maybe is a little bit downtrodden? Life has dealt them a few blows that they feel, you know what? Why me? Why is this happening to me right now? How do I even get out of this? Based on your own experiences with having come through this journey with kidney failure, 5 years of dialysis, and then a miracle happening where someone actually offers you a kidney, which is not a... It's not an easy decision to make. You really have to think it through. You got to go for all of the tests, and you really have to be passionate about helping someone, and somebody like that came into your life. What would your words of encouragement be to someone who just feels like they just need inspiration to make it through another day?
I think sometimes it's difficult to sit down and speak to your family that don't always understand exactly what you're going through. So try and, you know, reach out to groups.
Yeah.
I support a lot of people who are on dialysis that I don't even know. They're in Joburg or they're in Durban, and I'm very happy to give my cell phone number out and let people contact me regardless of what they're going through, because sometimes they really just need someone who's going through something similar to just give them that little boost. And they sit back and they go, well, my parents don't know anything about it. They don't know what I'm going through. They haven't been through this.
Yeah.
They want to speak to someone that's going through something like they're going through. So I think it's really important to reach out, even if it's to your doctor, and say, are there other people that I can speak to? Are there groups out there that I can, you know, join? Is there a person in particular that you think that would really help me along my journey?
Yeah.
It's really important to do that. Mm. I'm always available.
Yeah.
And I'm always happy if someone really that was listening now was going through a similar thing and really couldn't get out of a dip. I would be more than happy for you to give them my number and for them to get in touch with me and for me to help in any way I could. And, you know, just to stay positive and to realize that you are loved and that there is purpose for you to still be here. And your journey is not over.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't want you to give up.
Yeah. We don't want you to give up at all. My guest today, my warrior woman, is oral hygienist Emma King. She's affectionately known as the Tooth Fairy in real life and on Instagram. And of course, she's inspiring us today with her own journey as well. Emma, where can people follow you just to, you know, continue just supporting what you do and your journey to recovery and just, you know, living the life of your dreams?
So I'm at Tooth Fairy SA on Instagram. It's probably the easiest. My cell phone number's on there too, so I can be WhatsApped anytime. I run an NPO with my partner, David. So we rescue animals, a lot of them.
Look at you.
So I have over 67 of my own.
Wow.
And yeah, he's got quite a few. So we have a lot of animals that are in kennels. So we uplift from really quite sad situations.
Yeah.
So that is also on social media. I've got about 7 or 8 different handles, but my main one is Tooth Fairy SA.
Yeah.
So I'm always contactable on there. So yeah, if anyone wants to reach out, if they'd like to have their smile done, or, you know, even if they can't afford it, send me a message. I'm quite happy to bless someone that just needs a lift.
Aww. You are amazing. So, look at you. You are blessed to be a blessing. I absolutely love that. And what are your hopes for the future, Emma?
I have so many things that I want to do.
Yeah.
I would like to, we've just put an offer in on a farm.
Yeah.
So I would really love to possibly move up the garden route and still be able to travel around and do the work that I still do. I would like to really open the most amazing dog cafe and kitty cafe.
Wow.
And beautiful kennels that humans want to stay in and sleep in with beds. And, you know, just carry on rescuing, but carry on doing what I do. I want to do a lot more motivational talks, really, to people that have been through similar things that I've been through or just struggling in life. So that I really would like to do. So I've got hold of a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm going to start doing some wonderful things with them.
Beautiful.
I want a nice chilled lifestyle. Where,
don't we all?
You know, where I can just give
you
back and, you know.
I love it. Well, Emma, thank you so much for being our warrior woman for today. A title that no one deserves more than you. You are an incredible woman, like the strongest woman, such a fighter, and you have the best heart. And we want to thank you so much for making time for being with us. And of course, to your friend, that little miracle that brought that miracle to your life as well. We honor her as well. So thank you so much for being with us, and we'll continue to follow that journey on Instagram.
Thanks, Leanne.
There we go. Emma King, our warrior woman for today.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.